Volunteers have been chosen to serve on two new committees created to focus on environmental issues and creating a dog park in the city of Springfield, Massachusetts. Thomas Lott says he loves dogs. The Springfield resident takes his canine friend to a dog park in East Longmeadow. So when he heard an ad hoc committee would be formed to develop a location in Springfield where dogs can exercise and play off the leash, he sent his resume to City Hall.
And I see how the dogs, they mingle with each other. They get a chance to get socialized. And it's really nice to be able to see that. And in Springfield, you know, we don't have anything like that.
Lott is one of five people appointed by City Council President Orlando Ramos to serve on the council's dog park committee. City Councilor Marcus Williams is chairman of the committee. He said the group will pursue a three-step approach, starting with identifying funding sources for the project, locating a space that could become a dog park, and making sure the plans for it are acceptable to the neighborhood that will host it.
We are working diligently already and will be so in terms of first identifying the funding source to putting a grant application to make sure that we secure the dollars to get this to happen.
The committee will be advised by officials from the city's Parks Department and the Office of Health and Human Services. 12 people have been selected to serve on a new committee tasked with recommending policies for the city to adopt to reduce pollution, curb waste, and lower energy consumption. City Councilor Jesse Letterman, who chairs the Green Committee, said the committee members are dedicated and passionate.
We're proud here to have appointed a committee that brings together a diverse and passionate skill set, including experts in the field of sustainability, law, food justice, environmental justice, city planning, urban agriculture, and business.
Catherine Ratte, a sustainability planner for the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, said it's an honor to have been appointed to the Green Committee.
I get to work professionally with the city at the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission, but as a resident, I'm really excited for us to move forward together, taking action into our own hands and doing what we know needs to happen for the city in collaboration with the City Council to make the city sustainable, achieve our goals for climate action, for food security, for clean energy, for the environment.
After word went out in January that volunteers were being sought to serve on the two new committees, dozens of people sent resumes and letters of interest to City Hall, according to Ramos.
It wasn't easy to select, making these selections because there were so many people who showed interest in serving on these two committees. And that's a testament to, I think, the great city that we live in, that we have so many people who are interested in civic engagement.
The first meeting of the Green Committee is scheduled for this evening. No meeting has been scheduled yet for the Dog Park Committee. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.